a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I love seeing Goliath and Goliath fights because I've got no skin in the game and I'm just like, go on, waste all your money. This is great. It's great
to watch. Oh, you mean like big business?
Big business. Cool. Fighting.
Yeah.
And two massive companies have been going at it for about 3 years in court. It's HJ's, Hungry Jack's.
Yeah, and Mickey D's.
And Mickey D's.
Yeah.
And do you know which burger they're fighting over?
It's the Whopper.
It's no, it's the Big Mac.
Yeah.
And the Big Jack.
Oh, the Big Jack, that's right.
Okay, yeah. So Macca's has had the Big Mac forever, right?
Mm.
And HJ's have come out and they're like, hey, well, we've got the Big Jack now. And Macca's was like, hey, guys, what? Hang on. That's our whole, we're Big Mac.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, so what? You don't own burgers and you don't own the name. And they're like, well, no, we do. So fine then. All right, let's go to court.
Yeah.
And then Hungry Jack's was like, whatever, bring your A game, don't care. And Macca's was like, sweet, I'll see you there. Anyway, that's been going back and forth for years, right? Now, Macca's took Hungry Jack's to court back in 2020. And they said, oi, Big Jack and Mega Jack, you're clearly stepping on our toes.
Yeah.
Right? And it's our trademark. And even though, you know, we screwed the original guy from Macca's over, we don't want to be screwed over now.
No. We have a right to defend ourselves.
Exactly.
I love the fact that HJs are going, like, doing that because they know their iconic burger, Whopper, is really hard to rhyme. Like, they like really hard to rip off, like, to do a slightly different version of.
Oh, okay.
Just ruminate on that and put some possible options while you continue to tell the story.
Okay. No, I can't do two things at once. So HJs were like, you know what? We've got our biggest lawyers on it. And the lawyers were like, you know why they look similar, Judge? Because they're hamburgers. And all hamburgers look similar, don't they? I mean, how can you make hamburgers look different?
Yeah.
And Macca's was like, hang on, but we've got, you know, the buns, we've got the two patties, we've got the extra little flat bun in the middle, right? And they're like, Your Honour, that's a burger. Okay?
Yeah.
We're not trying to be deceptive here.
Yeah.
Okay? This is just burgers. We're in the same game. All burgers look the same. What do you want us to do? Lettuce looks like lettuce. Onions look like onions. Sauce looks like sauce.
Yeah.
By the way, I would love to see an episode of like the real burgers of New York or something go head to head. That's a show I want to watch. So then HJ's came out with this ad and it was pretty antagonistic and they went for Macca's.
Someone's suing Hungry Jack's. They reckon Aussies are confusing the Big Jack with some American burger, but the Big Jack's clearly bigger with 25% more Aussie beef, flame grilled with a barbecue taste. And you can only get the Big Jack at Hungry Jack's.
Now,
the burgers are better.
Remember when I saw that ad and I was like, oh,
savage. Yeah.
Clearly calling out Macca's, right? So Macca's were like, right, we've got two experts here, one of them has a PhD in analytical chemistry. That's right.
Okay.
And we've got them to weigh your burger. And we've got them to look into the inner workings of how the burger works. And guess what? It's not 25% more beef.
No.
It's only 15% more beef.
Wow.
And you've been lying.
Oh, my God.
And even though we can't get you on the Big Jack stuff, we're going to get you on the meat stuff.
The drama.
Yes.
The drama.
So much drama. So.
Intense.
So. They've breached consumer law because, hey, we've kind of, all right, we've inflated some numbers there.
False advertising.
Right?
Yeah.
So now the judge has said, look, I need you two to get over yourselves and discuss it, okay? Try and come up with something because I'm about to put my finding on this and I need you two to do me a favor and stop being so catty with each other.
Yeah.
Relax. Petty. My final judgment will come.
Okay.
If you two don't resolve this.
Yeah, right.
So get out your shakes and your refill cups and whatever you need to do, sit down, sort it out.
Mum and dad, like, you know, telling the kids off. I love the idea that the legal teams from each side, like the Hungry Jack's guys, are sitting there with their cardboard crowns on, like, and their briefcases open. And then on the other side of the table, Macca's legal team are there with their, like, briefcases and whatnot, but their heads are the big burgers, like the characters from when we were kids.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Targeted advertising, it's a funny one, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's getting more targeted. It's like if my brain thinks it, my phone knows it. What? How?
Yeah. So, okay. So two things, right? So like I said, about 10 years ago, targeted advertising probably wasn't quite as sophisticated back then.
Yeah.
But I went through a period where I was being heavily marketed maternity bras and I didn't know why. And I had no...
Well, you're on the hubs, mate.
But I'm... Mumsnet, honestly,
Grandsnet.
Like, genuinely, I will tell you if there was a reason. Because...
Like, you were on milking forums and stuff. I guess they just kind of put two and two together.
10 years ago, I wasn't. I only sort of got into that later.
Sure.
No. So.
Okay.
So it's been a bit weird every now and then. But you do have the situations where you mention something and then all of a sudden it pops up. We were talking about that a little while ago. I can't remember exactly what it was we were talking about, but I just mentioned it once. The other night, too. I have finished my book, finally, that I've been trying to finish reading. It's a basketball book for like 4 years. Since Indy's been born, essentially, I've been reading this one book.
Is this the guy that came up with like basketball or something?
No, it was the ABA. It was a offshoot.
Say no more. That's offshoot.
Exactly. Say right. No That's more. Why I didn't say anything. It's an offshoot of the NBA in the 70s, right?
Amazing.
So anyway, so I finally finished it when I went to Canberra and I had 5 minutes to myself to be able to read. Wow.
Amazing.
Managed to smash through a book. Anyway, so I got that done, and so now I don't have a book. And I hadn't discussed that with Carly at all, but I thought to myself, there's a book about the punk hardcore music scene in the 90s
that
I would like to read, and I'd seen ads for like months and months ago, and I was trying to remember the name of it. Didn't mention it, didn't say anything, and then literally lay in bed two nights ago, open my Instagram, scrolled maybe like 3-4 scrolls, and an ad for Book Grocer. That book came up.
No way. Didn't try and Google it?
No, didn't mention it, didn't search it, didn't touch my phone, nothing. Just thought to myself, not like 10 minutes before, I should mention it to Kalia because she could probably get it for me for Christmas or something. And then I can't remember what the book's name is. But and then it appeared, and I was
that
like,
is
"Oh
terrifying.
My god!" So then I sent the link to Carly. I was like, "So all, I was, and I said to her, "This is incredible." But I'm obviously meant to have this book. But how's that? So I thought I just thought it.
Dude, stuff's getting wild.
Yeah,
stuff's getting wild. It's very Minority Report.
Yeah,
and you know, I don't want to be near you because then I'm worried about the targeted advertising that's going to be on mine.
Instagram's reading your brain. And the other thing that keeps popping up, and again, don't know why, this one is I haven't even thought about it. This is the one I was saying before. I haven't thought about it, haven't discussed it.
Haven't Googled it, Carly. Haven't done anything.
Haven't talked about it, haven't nothing.
Yeah,
haven't
yeah.
accidentally hit one of the ads. You know, sometimes you do that and then all of a sudden you get bombarded.
It's just up on my phone. I don't know how it got here.
Because, so what I'm getting targeted is, and I'm actually, I deserve to be targeted for is activewear because I'm looking for Carly for Christmas, right? What else I'm being targeted with, and I don't know, maybe they're linked in some way, maybe, but it's ED. So do you know Pilot?
Department.
Pilot is a brand. Erectile dysfunction.
Oh!
I'm like, what do you know that I don't know?
Okay, well, the steroids, they go hand in hand.
Is it? Is it like a link of guys that go to the gym too much?
Yes.
Oh, my
he's
God.
He's going to the gym a lot. Now he's talking about punk bands again. Yeah. This guy is definitely in our ED department.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Talking Reggae Fest right now, which hits Johnston Park just up the road from us here in town. Tomorrow. Absolutely huge. That's come up so fast. We've got some special guests joining us in the studio. Marianne, who's one of the, I guess Reggae Fest is your brainchild, isn't it?
Well, it's Damien's actually.
Oh, okay. Well, you can claim
Damien a shout out, of course.
Absolutely. Yes. He's the brainchild behind it. I'm just the helper.
Mm. Oh, go on. Take credit. You're here. He's not.
Just helping him pull his dream together.
Beautiful.
Actually. So,
and Damien, of course, has got the amazing restaurant in town, too.
Well, yes. Well, now we've moved it to more events. So now we're doing, Taste Jamaica has hit the road and we're doing events.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. So the next event, I think, is after Reggae Fest is Tanglewood at the end of December. So.
Right.
So, yeah. But, yeah, he's definitely the brainchild. I cannot take credit for it at all. So... He's the man.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope he heard that because that was as bad as big a pump up as you get.
Yeah.
So we're excited. We're very excited for the food tomorrow, but we are also pumped for the music and the dancing and just the vibe in general. And one of the main reasons we're very excited is because we've got Kino Big Mountain, who you would have just heard singing Baby I Love Your Way, in the studio in Australia. It is great to have you in Geelong, mate. Big Mountain as a band, you're still active as a group,
yes,
is that right?
Yeah, very much. I do, you know, I do a lot of solo stuff when Big Mountain's not touring, but we just put out an album out last year, last April. And, you know, the guys are very much still very excited about music. You know, after what that song came out in 94, we actually put our first album out in 92.
Yeah, right.
So we're celebrating more than 30 years of being together and still having a great time, still very much a family, you know, and saw all of our families grow together. Yeah. So it's, and you know, this sometimes different sort of creative events like this come up and give me a chance to spread my wings. I'm working with a band from Bali, Indonesia, by the name of Marapu, some really good friends of mine. And so it also gives me a chance to, you know, get to know, you know, like in this situation, Bali, working with Marapu, has given me a huge experience learning more about Balinesian culture, Indonesia.
For sure.
They're backing me up. We did some recording together, so... So I like to, you know, I like to explore.
Nice. That's amazing. That's probably a good way to do it because we've been working together on the same show for 4 years and we're pretty much...
We're over it.
Yeah, so can't imagine doing it for more than 30 years.
Exactly. Hey, we were chatting off air about reggae and how you fell in love with reggae and everything. You had such a great little story from your childhood about about being so obsessed with reggae. Can you tell us on air so everyone gets
to you know what I mean? I think this is a great opportunity to talk about sort of why I kind of think reggae music is different. Mm. You know, you have somebody like Damien, who's an immigrant from Jamaica here in Geelong, very similar to some of the stories that I got in San Diego, right? You know, we had that reggae culture come through, people touring through. It really opened up our lives. Mm. I mean, it was such an eye-opener, especially at that time. I discovered reggae in, it was the early 80s, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the late 80s. And so it just kind of gave us a plate full of everything. It was culture, food, music, but also philosophy, spirituality, politics.
Yeah.
So, you know, it... And then reggae has this folklore, right? All of these different figures that are really important that kind of give you a historical background of the movement of Rastafarianism and the culture and why it makes it so special, because it is something that has changed the world. Reggae music has changed the world. I've seen it in my career and lifetime. I've seen this world transform. And I know reggae music was a big part of why we are so multicultural, why we've been able to kind of fall into this multicultural mode where people are now celebrating our diversity and allowing different cultures from everywhere come through. You know, Rastafarian culture was a big part of that. Anyway, but you told me one of the big people, Haile Selassie, and I'm not going to get into it because it's kind of complicated, but he's just an important figure in reggae music. And when I was young studying, I would go down to the library and try to, you know, we talked about how easy it is for kids nowadays to hop on the internet and just explore and investigate any subject. Well, I would get on the bus. Took me 2 hours to go down to the public library. I'd go up to the librarian and I'd say, I'd like the book on Haile Selassie. And she'd say, oh, okay. It's checked out right now, but you can come back in 3 weeks. And I'm like...
Get back on the bus, another 2 hours.
And see, you could have left Rastafari music there, and you could have said, reggae culture's not for me, but you came back 3 weeks later and, you know, educated yourself.
Yes. And, you know, and the beautiful thing about reggae culture is it, and I think a lot of people that really kind of take it to heart like I did, you know, it really forces you to kind of investigate, research, read a lot of books, really learn about the culture, especially for those of us who kind of coming from not a Jamaican background,
Yeah.
You know, because you really want to know what it's about. But But yeah, so, you know, I encourage everybody to come down. I mean, the reggae music is about love. It's about bringing people together. It's about, you know, just bigging ourselves up, getting ourselves in that kind of mode of being leaders, not being afraid, you know, being able to just kind of open ourselves up to all people and keep on exploring this beautiful life and not being afraid. Reggae music is about hope. It's about not being afraid about the future. It's about taking control of our lives and taking control of our future.
Amazing. Well, it is going to be a cracking day tomorrow. You get your tickets at Eventbrite. We're talking Jamaican food, dancing, music, entertainment. It's going to be a good time. And the headline act is Kino Big Mountain. He joins us in the studio now, along with Marianne, who's one of the organisers of Reggae Fest. It's great to have both of you in the studio. And we're excited for tomorrow.
Yeah, so many songs that you're going to play, which I'm very excited about tomorrow. But of course, your number one song that a lot of people, you know you for is Baby, I Love Your Way. And there is some suggestion, and I mean, maybe it's been on my takeaway list before. So you know how you and your partner maybe you only get takeaway once a month, or maybe you get it once a fortnight takeaway. And so you really want to make it special and you want to set the scene up.
You want to set the mood.
Takeaway.
Yeah. Takeaway.
Yeah.
That's what she refers to it as. That's code. So when they're, yeah.
So imagine this, right? I'm talking, we're getting out Jamaican takeaway.
Okay.
And we're setting a candle and we're setting the mood and we think, how do we set the mood for a good night? Oh, let's put on some Big Mountain.
Oh,
let's
there you go.
The takeaway playlist.
My playlist. My special playlist.
Well,
does it feel weird that people do that event?
You mean the population of the world kind of had a bump in
1994? Yeah.
Exactly.
Have you ever thought about the fact that people have had takeaway to your music,
to your
art?
You know what? There's a lot of children in the world named Kino. I'm not sure why, but they're all born in 1994. No, it's a beautiful thing, you know what I mean? It's one thing that, another thing that reggae music is famous for is being able to play like some sort of real heavy, dark, political music with all this like big, you know, complicated message. Mm. And then the next song we're talking, ooh, baby, I love it. It's like, you know, Bob Marley was famous for doing that, right? Mm. You know, having a song that had a lot of deep meaning and then having a pop love song, something that was very light. And so we've never had trouble singing just beautiful love songs, like Paul McCartney says, you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong. You don't have enough of that type of music and opportunities to visit that subject. And
or get takeaway.
Exactly. Yes. Sometimes the playlist can't go on forever, though, because you'll hurt yourself.
Well, and also, I mean, Baby, I Love You Way is a 4-minute song, so I don't know what more you want, really.
For most of us, that's all it takes.
All right, on that note, Big Mountain, Kino Big Mountain, so wonderful to have you not only in the studio this morning, but in town to play Reggae Fest tomorrow. Chookers for the show. Hope it goes really, really well. Can't wait to see it. To you, Marianne, and to Damien, honestly, very excited for Reggae Fest. We love the work that you do. Mm. Cannot wait to eat the delicious food. And everybody else, get your tickets now. Eventbrite. Thanks for coming in, both of you guys.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us, guys.
Thank you, Rock 95.5. Big love.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Hey, it is a Friday, and every Friday morning we like to do this. Fun fact. Yeah, that's right. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their jobs. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Oh, my God. Look, so good.
Here's what I'll say. It's been a while since I've cocked that up.
Yeah?
So that's good. I went through a real sort of phase of
but that's because I was looking at you and I was flashing you and I was
you know, did you were gyrating or you'd sort of
all those things
Try and surprise scare me. Mm. Here we go. So in 2004, how's this for sus? The USA delivered $12 billion in $100 bills weighing 363 tons to Iraq. No one knows where it's gone.
Ah, okay.
Oh, no. Sorry, guys.
Just,
lost track of that.
That's a write-off.
Could not possibly tell you who that was intended for. Absolutely not. In 1956, a guy whose name I will not try and pronounce, but his surname was Ivanov. I did try and pronounce it. God damn. He won an Olympic rowing medal only to drop it in the lake while celebrating his win.
Oh.
Up and about, like, poof, swinging it around.
And then he dropped it.
Yeah, he dived in, but he never found it.
Oh, idiot.
Yeah. The world's hottest chili pepper was created by a man named Ed Curry.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 1 in 10 people say they have a plan for the zombie apocalypse. Do you have a plan?
I don't have a plan, but I know that Jess's partner actually has a plan.
Really? So. My plan is to just probably die.
Yeah, I'm not. I can't be bothered with staying, dealing with all that.
Yeah. If you feel like, if you feel like there's more crime going on right now than there was maybe a few months ago,
yeah. You
might be right, because apparently crime rates are higher after daylight savings. Time changes.
Oh, there's more light.
Yeah.
To see stuff.
Get out there and.
I would think it'd be the reverse.
Well, they don't say which way it goes.
I think it's the other way. I would assume it's the other way. I think
you in your follow-up questions.
I'm sorry.
And you're logicking things out.
Sorry.
Blue zones are areas of the world where people live for a particularly long time. They have been studied to see what lifestyles may lead to a long and healthy life. For example, Japan.
Yes.
And it's something to do apparently with the rice diet.
Yeah.
New evidence suggests that blue areas are simply areas with higher levels of clerical errors and pension fraud. People aren't living longer. It's just someone else cashing in their pension. In World War I, steel shortages led the US to build boats out of concrete because they didn't have enough steel. And I mean, that obviously makes sense. That was probably pretty
successful.
So we're
making submarines.
Yeah.
It don't work.
And finally, let's wrap it up here. Starfish, as in the creatures,
yeah. In
the water, don't actually have a body. Much like Cameron Ling, see this colour?
Yeah.
It's bright orange.
Yeah.
They're just a big head.
I thought you meant much like Cameron Ling, who just starfishes.
Is he? Well, if the head fits. Fun fact.
Tom Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.